Welcome to the Mastery Podcast with your host, Mark Coles. I've dedicated the last 23 years as a fitness professional to mastering my mind, my craft, and my business. It is my passion and mission to help each of you to do the same. Over the coming episodes, I will be providing you with all the necessary tools to be able to take full control of your career and your life. I'm really looking forward to going on this very exciting journey with you, so let's get started. How do you get more out of every single day? This is something that I've been trying to perfect for so many years. And for so many fitness professionals, the day just takes over. You're out of control. You're procrastinating. You're hesitating. And it becomes extremely frustrating. I've been in the same position, sitting at my laptop, just hoping that my day would solve itself. Oh, come to me. Yep, that's the next thing that I need to do. And I've studied a lot of this. I've tried and tested methods without actually being told what to do and stumbled across different ways of working. And I found now something that works extremely well for me. I think it's first and foremost important for me to say to you that what I'm talking about today is you've got to find what's right for you. But I've listened to a lot of people, understood different strategies, tried different strategies. And what I might say to you today is this might not be the most efficient way for you to work or how you get the most out of every day. But without information, without education, without people sharing their own experiences, what have you got to be able to test? I'm not a big fan of saying, you know, to have an efficient day, you need to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning. I actually am better off getting up at 7 o'clock in the morning and then working through till later on in the evening. That works well for me. It works well with how I sleep, how I rest, how I recover. It's important that you understand what gets you through the day being the most productive and energized. But I'll tell you one thing that won't. Starting and finishing with zero structure. Starting and finishing and hoping that tasks will come into your head. It's the recipe for getting exhausted. It's the recipe for inefficiency. It's the recipe for becoming unfulfilled. And quite frankly, becoming very uninspired with what you do. So what have I done? Well, I look at my day and I break it up into certain blocks. That's the first thing that I do. I'm very energized, focused, dedicated, committed, engaged, 7 a.m., bang, out of bed. I would say that my first block of intensity starts around about 20 past half past 7, and it will go on to half past 9. It's 2 hours. Office door shut. Now, have I got to points in my career where I shut the door and it takes me an hour? You might have noticed this. You say, I'm going to go and do something. And it takes you an hour to get going. I'll tell you in a minute why that is. I know that my efficiency, and this is important for you, that what I'm going to talk to you about in this video will work, but not if you copy my timings. The timings that you decide are the timings that are aligned with what works for you. Are you a night owl or a morning person? So if you get up at 5, your first block of intensity, maybe half past 5. Maybe you want to get up and do something different, and then your first block is at maybe 6:38 a.m. in the morning. Maybe you want to go and train first thing in the morning. You've got to find what works for you. We're going to lead ourselves towards a work time. Okay. So if you're going to train in the gym before, you've got stuff to do, and you don't really want to start work till 8 a.m., fine. But we're going to find initially a 2, 3, or 4, depending on how you operate, block. My first block, half past 7 to half past 9, sometimes 10, depending on what I'm doing. After 10 o'clock, I go to the gym. And I go to the gym, I get my workout done, and I come home at 12. Okay, I have quite a decent window of time to be able to train, do my cardio, mobility, etc. Then when I get back, I have some post-workout. I have 30, 40 minutes to just have to myself. And then let's say around about 1 o'clock, I get stuck into another block. Okay. That next block could be 4 hours. So that'll take me five-ish straight into the rest of the afternoon. I can take an hour and then I maybe do like 6 till 7, do another block depending on where we're at. Now, why do I talk in blocks? Because there's a start and an end. Why do most people get not a lot done during the day? Because yes, there's a start of a day and there's an end of a day. There is a lot of hours in between that. 70 to 80% of most of that day for most people is procrastinating, hesitating, and just getting very frustrated. In these individual blocks, now I am going to talk to you that's not employed, because if you're employed between, say, 9 and 5, the standard work hours, then if you're in an office, someone's going to make you do that. Or if you're in a gym, then you've just got to work a block of hours. When you're self-employed, when you're freelance, when you're working for yourself, the efficient way to be able to work is in a dedicated block. But here's how you get the most out of that block. What am I going to do at the start and end of that day block? So I've got a work day, for example, and it starts at 7:30, it finishes at 9:30. And I write down a list that's realistic of what I'm going to get done in that time frame. First and foremost, I know what my major vision is. Second of all, I know exactly what needs to happen to make that vision become a reality. Then I write them down into individual tasks. Am I going to be focused, dedicated, and reliable to do those things first thing in the morning? Or am I going to be more inspired to do them later in the day? So I have those two big blocks, the 4 and the 2 to 3 hour in the morning, the 4 in the afternoon. So if that, say, is 7 hours, I give myself a start and an end. Well, it's probably going to take me 2, 2.5 hours to be able to write this thing, send this, do that, do this. In time, during your block, the more dedicated you get and the more specific you get to the tasks that you're giving yourself, the more you will get done in that block, the more you will realize what you're capable of in that block. And you'll stretch that block because you know that you've given yourself a dedicated period of time to get that thing done. What will this do? It will teach you to work fast. That's what happens to a lot of people. They say, I've got these things to get done in a day. It teaches you to work slow because your brain's going, I've got all day. But I'm giving myself the second round of work, which is not allowed to carry on from the morning. It has to be specific tasks where maybe I've broken one big task up into one block and two blocks. I don't go, well, I didn't finish that in the morning and I wanted to. It's got to get done. And then I go into the next block in the afternoon. Here's the thing. That first block, I tick off. What does that make me feel? Accomplished, energized, focused, progressing. In fact, in that first 2 to 2.5 hours, I'll get more done because I have a dedicated window to get that done than most people get done in a day. And then I go to the gym, have some food, chill out a little bit, and then go into my second block. And then I'm specific with what I'm giving myself in that block. I've got a list. It's structured. I get to work. But I also know it may be 3, 4 hours. It's not a long period of time that I'm going to be doing it for. So if I become efficient and do it and finish it, and then what do? I finished my day. Because if I know across a whole week that I've got to do all these things and certain times during the week, these things have got to happen, and I start ticking them off, the one thing that's guaranteed to happen is my business is going to move forward. Here's what happens for a lot of people. You get up in the morning, you don't really know what you've got to be doing. You then try and find something to do. So you pick a low value task. You get to lunch. You're sitting at your desk. You're staring at the screen. You go to the gym for an hour. You come back. You try and work out what you've got to do again. And before you know it, the day's caught up with you. You've not really done that much. And then you move into the next day and you follow the same system. And by the end of the week, it's like, I wish I'd got more done this week. You haven't got anything done because you haven't been structured, you haven't been systemized, you haven't given yourself a dedicated work block, you haven't celebrated the end of every single work block. As a result, you've got very little done. On the flip side, someone like me who's got up, said what he's going to do, been disciplined with the block of work, actually probably underestimated what I could do in some cases because I say, I've got this to do. And then I go, bang, no distractions, no issues that are going on around me. I move everything out of the way, my phone, and I get it done. And then I go, do you know what, Mark? with the speed you're working at, you could probably add another task in there. Great. And then I start to squeeze things in, not rushed, not scatty, just dedicated. And I start to challenge myself, what can you get done in that short space of time? That actually starts to compress the time it takes me to get tasks, which means I can then add in more things, which makes for a more efficient week, which makes for a more dedicated week, which makes for a more structured, powerful week. They are power blocks. And when you start doing them in an hour and a half in, you've finished that block's work, you'll realize that because you put that pressure on yourself to have that dedicated time frame, you can then start squeezing more in and getting more out of your week. If this seems a little bit disciplined and a little bit structured for you, then just let me explain something to you. When you're disciplined, when you lack discipline, sorry, and you lack structure, the result is a business that takes time to move forward. When you start to come into the world of high performance, you'll realize that everything's disciplined, focused, and structured. And when it is, you'll notice that those types of people are moving ahead a lot quicker than you. So it may be the first time you come across this level of kind of intensity and blocks. If it is, I just urge you to try it and then go back to your normal routine and then try it every couple of days. Just do 2 hours, see how you get on. But it's a power block. You got a lot done. You'll stretch what's possible in time. And in doing stretching what's possible in time, will actually stretch what's possible in your business. If you found this video helpful, if you've enjoyed listening to it on iTunes, then please make sure you click like and subscribe or send me a message or share the episode in my stories on Instagram. Let me know you're listening or watching. I value you tuning in. For now, take care and I'll speak to you soon.